Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night your team finally got to play somebody other than themselves. Took a little while to get those first game jitters out of the way, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I think pretty obvious that Syracuse had played an exhibition game the weekend prior. You could just tell that they were certainly, you know, more into that game speed than we were. But again, I thought we handled that first period really well in terms of weathering that storm, and obviously all the penalties certainly didn't help. I think we figured about 80% of that period was special teams play. So when that happens, obviously the bench tends to get a little shorter. But I thought we handled that really well, and as the game progressed, I thought we just kept getting better and better. I thought we played our best hockey in the third period.
Speaking of those penalties, how do you keep your team out of the box tonight?
Well, it really isn't up to our team so much as it's what they're going to call. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we got to play the way we play, and 95% of those penalties aren't called in our league. I mean, it was kind of frustrating just talking to the, you know, Syracuse coaches. They felt the same way. So, you know, we have to play the way we're going to play. Obviously, we need to be smart between the whistles and keep our sticks in out of certain areas. But otherwise, we have to be aggressive in the areas we need to be aggressive at, and if we take a penalty, we're going to kill it off.
You had a chance last night to see your freshmen play, as well as see some of your veterans step up and fill some of those holes. What did you like about last night's lineup?
I just thought everybody competed really hard. I thought, I thought all the freshmen looked really, really comfortable. I didn't think there was at least any outward signs that they were overly nervous. And I thought, again, they like everybody else, got better as the game went on. And I just thought we had four lines that went out and played hard, and they all created opportunities in the offensive zone. They did a good job in our zone. So overall, I was pleased with the way all the forward lines went, and certainly the defense did a heck of a job too.
You didn't have much of a chance to scout Syracuse before you came in here. After watching film and seeing what they did yesterday, did you tweak anything going into today?
Not really. You know, they're a good team. They're definitely, their strength is up the middle. We kind of figured that just looking at their roster, but they got some nice defensemen that move pretty well. So we know it certainly was going to be a challenge, and we know they're going to be better today. It's just kind of, I think you have to approach a Saturday game after winning on the road on a Friday that the home team is going to be better. So we know that's the challenge, and we need to be better.
The game sheet didn't show how well Britt played between the pipes. Talk about her play yesterday.
Just I hate to use the word usual, but she was just herself. I mean, she made big saves when she had to, particularly early in the game, and came up with a couple of dandies there in the third, obviously, when we're protecting that one goal lead. So just again, part of the whole overall frustration of the way the stats, I mean, they credit her with 11 stops, and that certainly looks good, but in reality she had more than that, and in all fairness to her, they should get that corrected.
What else did your team do well yesterday?
Well, I thought we penalty killed extremely well. Obviously giving up the 5-on-3 to go down 1-0. I thought as the game went on, we made some adjustments that Coach Fricklin talked about between the first and second. And I thought we went out and did a heck of a job from that point on of really not allowing them to do the things they wanted to do. And I thought our penalty kill was definitely a key as the game went on.
Were you surprised how your freshmen clicked with the upperclassmen?
No, not really. You know, they've really been gelling right from the time they stepped on campus, and that's what's so important about accepting your freshmen immediately, and those relationships go, and now you're seeing it on the ice. So, not at all. I think they've proven themselves all the way up till last night to be good hockey players, and now that was an opportunity to show their teammates that they can play at this level, and they certainly did that.
You mentioned before we got off the bus that this team shouldn't be satisfied. Like most teams would be satisfied with one win on a road in a weekend series, your team isn't. What is it about the character and culture of this BSU Beaver women's hockey team?
Well, we like to say greedy. Great teams are greedy, and that's what we want to be. We got last night. Now it's a great opportunity, and let's go for it. Let's not be satisfied. Let's not sit back. Let's see if we can't go out and get another one.
Any changes to your lineup today?
Yeah, we installed Brianna Jordy on defense, and that was, believe me, a tough call, because I thought Woody played a heck of a game. But obviously, it's a non-conference game. We don't have another non-conference game for quite a while, so it's an opportunity to see Bree, get her first collegiate game in, and Aaron Dieters will be our starter in goal.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, I think it's really, really important we have a good start. I think we have to send a message that we are going for it. We're not going to sit back and let them dictate the play. We need to get out, be aggressive. We want to attack the offensive zone with speed, and we want to continue to be really, really hard to play against on our end.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.